at the door. Can't think, standing here no more.
Health is in the focus as we have a visit here on the Good Day program with our friend Jack Stockwell. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here on Good Day to talk about your health from a different perspective. Those who are into alternative, I almost said hypoallergenic. I don't know where that came from. Some people just really are crazed when it comes to their health choices. We know how difficult it is to maintain some kind of equilibrium when it comes to getting normal maintenance. You want to have a checkup every year. By the time you're finished with all of the pieces of the pie, could cost you thousands of dollars just to have the blood tests and the various x-rays and all that stuff. So people don't maintain as much of a healthy lifestyle as they might. Jack has some great ideas. He's a NUCCA therapist, N-U-C-C-A. That means he's a chiropractor that specializes on what's going on from your neck up. So there's not a lot of room for movement there, Jack. But it does. I've been through this. I've found it extraordinarily helpful. And I like Jack because I appreciate his approach to things. There are a lot of people who I'm looking at the evidence that comes in for various vitamins and minerals and supplements and how it changes depending on what you read, who you're listening to. I was reading an article in the Atlantic Monthly, the current issue, The Triumph of New Age Medicine. Medicine has long decried acupuncture, homeopathy, and the like as dangerous nonsense.
Yeah, I was reading Consumer Reports this weekend. We got it at home.
Yeah.
And they did a study of their readers on what helped them most with different ailments.
Yeah.
And chiropractic was like number one. I don't know, like of these 14 or 15 ailments, anything from backaches to neck aches to headaches to whatever, not being able to sleep to a cold, chiropractic was number one or two on almost every single one. And down either second, third, or fourth was they wanted to compare natural alternatives to drugs. And
well,
drugs
yeah,
was always second or third.
So many of the drugs just mask everything. I mean, you're not fixing any problem.
You're not
problem.
Fixing anything.
Right.
Well, one thing to remember about drugs and pharmaceuticals, while there are people out there who are alive right now listening to the show because of some very important drugs they take, the recent report that came out said there's between 200,000 and 300,000 people who will die, who died in 2010, probably this year as well, from the correct application of pharmaceutical drugs. Now, if Sears Tire Department...
Stop right there. From the correct application, meaning
yes.
They took what they were supposed to
yes.
take and it killed them.
They still died. Yes, they died because of the drug.
So that doesn't include
when I say
the incorrect
that's right,
application.
Right. Now, if you take every statistic from the misapplication, the criminal application, the bad surgeries, it gets up closer to 700,000. And the point I make out on my radio show is if seven people died every year from Sears Brake Department misapplication of brakes, Sears Brake Department would be out of business. And here we have.
How many people died from the Firestone tire blowouts on the Ford Explorers?
Yeah, and what kind?
Five.
Yeah, and what kind of a turmoil that caused.
Yeah.
But this was it. It's either in JAMA or the New England Journal. I forget which one, but it just recently was within the last month. 200,000 to 300,000 people a year. From the taking drugs that they were told to take and took it in the dosage, but they had a reaction to it. And as a result, you know, they're not here taking drugs anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know,
but the other side of that is that there are opportunities, there are circumstances when you need an operation to save your life, when you do need drugs. There, you don't tell people, I'm saying this in a collective sense, I'm not telling you, but I've never heard you say, don't go, if you have a life-threatening circumstance and you need the help of a physician for an operation, or maybe there's something going on, you make a choice about whether to take drugs or something else if you have cancer, all of those things.
Well, that's a crisis.
Yeah, right.
And if you're in a crisis, you go get crisis care. You don't stand around. You don't wait and pass go and get your $200. You go get crisis care. If it's a chronic problem, you might want to look at it from a little different approach. The drugs aren't going to do anything for chronic problems. Mm-hmm. The drugs, as Jen was saying there a moment ago, it just kind of masks the symptom. That's what drugs are. That's what they do. They don't heal anything.
But drugs are meant to take care of the symptoms so that the body can heal itself.
Well, that's part of the theory. That's true. Is it would forestall the symptoms to some point. As long as you're giving the body what it needs to rebuild itself. And then that's where the supplemental idea comes in. A fellow came in to me Monday, and he says, listen, I need you to look at something here that's on my stomach. And he lifted up his shirt, and he had what looked to me like, melanoma.
Really?
And I'm not a dermatologist, but I have a dermatologist as a patient who I saw yesterday. And I mentioned this to him, and I said, listen, Rob, I've already referred this fellow to you. My patient said, this thing has shown up in the past. And he took a supplemental mixture I put together for him to help the skin recover itself. And I told him, I said, listen, this is the worst I've ever seen on you. I want you to go see this dermatologist right away. And he kind of forestalled me a bit, said, no, I'm going to take your approach because I think, I don't want to take the drugs. And I said, well, this isn't something you fool with. When you get an eruption on a skin like that, this coal black across the surface, and it's almost starting to look like it's growing some hair. Obviously, we've got some endocrine stuff going on here connected with just some eruption on the skin. And I want you to go see this guy. He promised me, he said, listen, if I don't see a change in 7 to 10 days with what you've given me, then I'll go see this dermatologist. And I said, well, if I don't hear back from you in 7 to 10 days, I'm going to get a hold of you in 7 to 10 days. And if I have to set the appointment myself, I'll set the appointment. This could be a crisis. When it's a crisis we're dealing with, you're outside of my office and into somebody who deals with a crisis. I take care of the chronic problems. You got sciatica, you got low back pain, you got knee pain that's been going on for a long time, and you've taken some drugs to smoke the pain. That's fine, but that isn't going to fix the problem like I can fix it. But when we're dealing with an immediate heart problem, a stroke problem, a cancer problem, we're going to get you into crisis care immediately because that's outside my scope.
Yeah. And you got to know that.
Well,
you
that's it.
Know
that.
You
that's
got
it.
To know
well,
that.
And it sounds to me like that's what this guy is afraid of.
Well, that yes,
that
that's it.
When he comes to you and you can fix something, hey, listen, there's nothing really, really wrong with me. Jack just needs to tweak me a little bit by, I've got a chemical imbalance or something like that, and he can fix me. Uh-oh. All of a sudden, he wants crisis management, send me to another doctor,
well,
one of the mainstream guys. There could be something really wrong. I don't want to deal with it.
Well, that's it. And I've helped him so many times with other issues of a chronic nature, which, that's where the crisis care falls down. Because crisis care can't do anything for chronic problems except give you a painkiller.
No.
And that's not going to solve the problem.
The ER. And how many people go to the ER for all their medical problems?
Look at Jennifer. Perfect example.
Look at Jennifer.
Just 2 days ago.
Look at you, Jennifer.
Her mother has serious, sharp pain in her head.
Out of nowhere, in her head.
They do a CAT scan. Nothing's wrong. So what do they do? They give
send
her pain
home.
Medication.
Yep, pain
send
medication,
her home.
Morphine.
Now, Vicodin, morphine,
if
send her home.
If she'd had a pain in her butt, I'd have known. I'd just looked at Jennifer.
That was me,
right.
But there's several causes to the sharp pain in the head. And if it's if it happened for the first time and it's somebody over the age of 55, 60 years old, yeah, a CAT, well, an MRI might be better to look at the brain than a CAT scan because you can get up to 600 x-rays with one CAT scan sweep through the brain. However, when it shows up negative like that and nothing else, it never happens again, well, we don't worry about it. But if it happens again, you may want to look at something other than a neurologist. An upper cervical chiropractor could really help in this instance because I deal with sharp pains in the head all the time that are nonspecific to a pathology revealed on an MRI or a CAT scan. And,
right.
And what happens is that these two very important nerves, the very top of your spine, they come out of the skull and they go into the spine, back up into the scalp.
You know what? I just had an idea.
Yeah.
You should send Jennifer and her mom down to see Shannon.
Well, I agree. Well, part of California are you in, Jen?
Los Angeles.
Yeah, well, she's down
Newport.
In Newport Beach.
Yeah,
I need
go
a good
her.
Chiro. I'll go with her.
I'm serious.
She's very much like Jack. She's very, very smart and very good. Yeah, I didn't think about this, but now that I'm... We're listening to you, Jack. I didn't think about this when you and I were talking about it the other day. That would be, I put her in, get her in the car and take a ride down there, take an hour, and get her to work on your mother.
It certainly wouldn't hurt to get an evaluation. Connor, C-O-N-N-O-R, Shannon Connor in Newport Beach.
There you go. All right, here we are, the heroes of the day once again.
Yay.
Dr. Jack on the Good Day program. Okay, so here's something that is very current, the earthquake and all the people who are worried about what life holds in store for them. You've heard Jack and I talk about this fantastic product, eFoods. And so if there isn't, at least currently, a better example of why you ought to have some of this stuff around, let's say it were a more serious earthquake. I mean, nobody really, it was a 7. Or what was the big earthquake? How much was it in Japan? It was like
9.
An 8 or something.
It was a 9. Yes.
Okay, let's just say 5.9 is, it's going to rock your world a little bit, but you get to 6.5, 7, 7, 2, and if it happens along the New Madrid Fault, which is not that far from where this earthquake took place, there's no reason for me to scare you because that's not what I'm all about. But being prepared, let's say the lights went out. We had no food, all the food and electricity, food in the refrigerator went away because the electricity went off and you had no way of having food at your disposal. If you had some e-food around, you could use it under any circumstance. And that's the beauty of it, Jack, right? That's the purity of e-food.
There's a tremendous variety of products, and it's so easy to fix. All you have to do is boil some water, mix this into water, cook it a few more minutes, and you have a meal I guarantee you the kids will eat. And some people have been asking me, well, how much should I have? And I just usually answer, well, should a situation arise as you just described, Doug, how long does it take emergency services to restore what needs to be done? For the water to be turned on, for the power to be turned back on, a broken up highway or something to be repaired, that's about how long you should have. For some people it's a month, for some people it's a couple of months, for some people it's more than that.
Go ahead.
You know, it doesn't cost a whole lot. Each packet has 4 servings in it.
Yeah.
And, you know, depending on how much you get, the servings could be well under $1 a piece. And all you need is some water and something to heat the water with.
Yeah, and what you would have if you have emergency preparedness, you got to have that. You need water. You need something to heat it with. You need a radio.
Precisely.
Like the Sea Crane radios, those sorts of things. And this kind of food you can live on for weeks, if not months, if you have enough of it. And you can try it free. That's the interesting thing.
That's the cool thing.
Yeah, it's very cool. Go to DougStefan.com. There are 2 places to find this. You can go to the Friends box, and right there on the right-hand side, big gold rectangle, it says eFoods. Click on that and get your free food sent to your home. Or on the right-hand side of the homepage at DougStefan.com, there's a box where a number of advertisers are profiled. You'll see that there as well. Click on it. Put in your address, and I think for a small shipping and handling fee. Isn't that how it works? I think it's small.
Yeah,
they'll send you, is it 12 meals? How many?
It's 12 free servings.
12 free servings.
And you get to pick three particular kinds of foods. Each one has 4 servings in it. You pick them yourself.
All right. So what's wrong with that? So check it out. Free food at DougStefan.com in the Friends box or on the right-hand side of the homepage. Listen to what Jack is saying. If you have bad weather in your future, it could be hurricanes, it could be snowstorms, could be earthquakes. Who knows what it is? This stuff makes a lot of sense. To have this around makes really good sense. E-foods. Check out the free e-foods at DougStefan.com. Jack, you're always a pleasure to have a conversation with and about. We love talking about Jack when he's not here. Thanks, Jack. Jack.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
So, this is music from our video of the day today. The popular band OK Go, famous for their innovative videos as they are for their music, have teamed up with the Muppets for a new version of the classic Muppet Show theme. This was just posted on YouTube yesterday and already 250,000 views. And we're going to add to that by several hundred thousand because I know you're going to think this is cool. Do we need to start the audio over again, Richie, and do the whole thing? What do you think?
No, you need to go see the video because for those who don't remember or have never seen...
The Muppets?
OK Go.
Oh.
OK Go is that band that they had this really viral video a couple of years ago because their videos would do like this chain reaction type thing. You know, like where the dominoes go up the ramp and all this stuff. So they did this really extravagant video where it went for like 5 minutes. And they're on the treadmills going back and forth and all that stuff. It's really neat. It's very cool. So this with the Muppets, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is fun. And that's what we like to feature on the video of the day, something that is fun. Original of this, Richie, someplace there?
Oh, the Muppet Show?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love the Muppet?
All right. Wonderful, wonderful stuff. Great, great, wonderful stuff. There, here's the rhythm.
It's the Muppet Show!
Speaking of torture, I just looked. There's 18,639 people who have watched this video of you and me, Richie, at the DougStefan.com website.
That's torture.
That is torture. Hey, crank it up! I get goosebumps listening to that.
I put Jim Henson right up there with Mel Blanc.
My God.
Geniuses.
Yeah,
both
right.
of them.
Yep. Are we upsetting people by not talking about the earthquake more today?
I don't think so. What else is there to talk about?
I think, well, we send people to the Doug Stefan website. Say it again there. to see the larger picture of Richie's house and how much destruction there was.
Oh,
there.
Devastation is
devastation,
horrible.
Unbelievable.
Horrible. So I posted a picture of it there in the featured slideshow section.
Right. All right. Featured slideshow at DougStephan.com. There are a number of people who listen carefully, strangely enough, to what we're talking about here. And we got all sorts of interesting people talking about the origin of giving someone the finger yesterday.
Yeah.
We're trying to figure out what the origin of it was and other things. So leave it to Michael, who is the one of the producers, answers the phone when you call us at 800-510-8255. Pay no attention to the pseudo-academic bluster about pheasant pluckers. This is the story about the finger being cut off by, when somebody called us yesterday and said that it started because people that were shooting pheasants, if you didn't want an archer to use his bow and arrow, he cut off his middle finger.
Right. During the war, before Rome, they would cut their middle finger off and they wouldn't be able to use a
apparently,
bow back.
That's totally ludicrous.
Yeah.
According to the word from back around 1500. All right. So you can pluck your own.
I beg your pardon. I will not.
28 after on Good Day.
Yes.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct. Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false, Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh, true.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the custom fit orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to Geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's Crizal.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at S-E-N-T-I-N-E-L securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
So have we, the Good Day program. Call us at 800-510-8255 with anything that may be on your mind regarding things that are going on that we're talking about. For the most part, that's what people respond to, although sometimes people want to go off on their own tooth, and that's cool. Help yourself to that. Video of the day today is very good. Jennifer and I have talked about this controversial wine being sold to commemorate the events of September 11th. That story is at DougStephan.com today, and thus our poll. Do you think this is outrageous? Well, actually, what do you think? Because there are all kinds of different. We have five different things you can select from there. Richie, what would you pick out of the five if you were? I know you answer the poll every day. Jennifer does. Mm-hmm. A lot of people listening to the program like to kind of get a sense as to what's going on in the alternative news world, and that's why we have all the things we do at DougStephan.com. So, is this outrageous? Is it in poor taste? Is it no worse than the other commemorative things like the coins?
I'm going to go with that one.
All right, see. Okay. All right, so that's there. And we'll find this person and talk to the people that are. I'm actually going today to a meeting with a local brewery. There's a new brewery
really?
That's being set up in Framingham.
Yes.
And they want to find a place to send the brews, the hops, the whatever is afterwards.
You know, after they filter it out.
Right. Yeah.
I just took the tour of my favorite beer, Dogfish Head Ales.
Yeah.
In Milton, Delaware, when we went to the beach, we went and did the tour of the brewery, and they talked about how they give their hops away to the local farmers, and it was really cool.
Does it make them hoppy?
Well, he said, man, you have never seen a cow like when this truck pulls down the driveway there. They know it's coming.
Yeah. No. But that's what we have here on my farm. The cows actually do, starting at this time of year and through now, the end of the growing season and actually into about Thanksgiving when we're still chopping grass, feed, corn, that sort of thing. We're supplementing what they get in the pasture because the pasture runs out about this time of year. And so we bring a load, a wagon in, and when I turn in the driveway, it's me or Edgar, they can tell, they look up, they see the wagon, and they stampede for the feedlot.
Mm-hmm.
It is the funniest thing. It is really amazing. But they look up, and it's like, hey, Mildred, here comes the wagon. Let's go. And they try whoever's out first to get that. It is so funny.
And I'm trying to remember, if they talked about it at the Dogfish Brewery Tour, they talked about how we give our, you know, hops and grains after they've been filtered out to the farmers.
Yeah.
And then they were trying in return, but I can't remember what it was, to use the farmers' products and whatever it is that they can in making the beer, but I can't remember what they would be using from a local farmer.
Either. No, I mean, but it's either milk or manure.
Yeah, I mean, so basically they're just trying to
can't
be
imagine
local.
A beer having either any milk or manure in it. I wouldn't want to have
more vegetables or
maybe if it's a produce guy, you could flavor the taste of the beer with a celery or asparagus.
That's right.
Or
they did talk about it with some of the berries and strawberries.
Raspberries. That'd be cool. Speaking of food, by the way, yesterday's poll, president and members of Congress taking a lot of time off. I don't. You know what? As much as I don't like Obama, I don't like him as a human being. I think he's a bad guy. I think he's a horrible president. But all these people taking shots at him because he's taking less time off. George Bush used to take ungodly amounts of time off. Clinton was pretty good about not, because he had so many things that he had.
He took staycations.
Anyway, I don't find fault with Obama going off. But I will tell you, the members of Congress make an art out of how to get out of town. I mean, they're in there. They come in Monday afternoon. They go to their offices Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night, or Friday morning. They're gonzo. Well, we're going back to our districts to take the pulse of our... Yeah, of course you are. Anyway, so we asked the question, do you think that... we made the presentation. The supposition was that they're taking a lot of time off. How much vacation time do you get? And let's see here. 30% of you said more than 2 weeks. 20% of you said between 1 and 2 weeks. 13% of you said 2 weeks. 9% of you said less than a week. 5% of you said as much as I want. And 23% of you said none.
Wow.
No.
That's not vacation.
Right.
That is really sort of.
I think you are, Doug Steffen.
All right, exactly. All right, so anyway, that's the result there. Now, next important item of the day before we get to Dr. Ken is a very serious situation that's broken up. Matter of fact, police have worked hard, diligently, to break up this crime ring in Greece. Undercover operation, Greek police blow a hole in a ring of alleged crooks, because, you know, you can't say to a crook, you're a crook, you're an alleged crook. Until you've been proven guilty, right?
Right.
All right. So here's the problem. These crooks had cornered the donut market.
No.
Were they stealing donuts?
Problem started with complaints that two men were using violence to choke off the trade by other donut vendors on a beach in a peninsula where there are lots of summer beachgoers. They have special donuts, Greek donuts. I don't know the difference between a Greek donut and a Dunkin' Donut, but I guess there's probably something. This undercover officer posed as a donut seller, and he was attacked. So as a result of that, the arrest of three aggressive donut sellers who were trying to get this guy moved out. They don't want any competing donut sellers. And what better way... Dude, this is, of course, the easy. This is the gimme. This is the throwaway. What better person to impersonate a donut seller than a police officer? Right?
Down, Dougie.
Well, that's too easy, right?
It's too easy.
Too easy. Anyway, it's very interesting because the police also found out that the donut sellers were hiding. Some of them had attacked donut sellers and taken their donuts and hidden them in the toilet, in the bathhouse.
Okay, that's just disgusting.
That is pretty disgusting, isn't it?
What are you going to do with the wet donut?
I don't know. It doesn't sound too tasty to me. Anyway, if you'd like the full story, the complete story, we have it exclusively. You will not find this on another website anyplace. because no one else, everybody's so busy talking about the earthquake that wasn't. Here on the informative, provocative, and sometimes amusing Doug Stephan Good Day program, we've got the story of the breaking up of this violent crime ring, which is certainly news, right? Certainly.
Certainly.
News.
And by the way,
they certainly have the news. Yes, Rich.
Apparently the president is not as much on vacation as we think. Apparently the White House has looked into this earthquake.
Oh, really?
And they have confirmed that the D.C. earthquake occurred on a rare and obscure fault line, apparently known as Bush's fault.
Yes.
Right. I thought maybe it was Cheney's fault.
They also announced that the Secret Service and Maxine Waters are going to investigate the quake's suspicious ties to the Tea Party. Conservatives, however, have proven that it was caused by our founding fathers rolling over in their graves.
Yes. The supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, has some tips for you at DougStephan.com. If you have food allergies, as you send your children back to school, perhaps you'd like to check what's available, what's advisable, what's good. That's very important information for moms who are being inundated and confused by a lot of the mixed messages from certain school districts that, once again, are trying to either pander to the lowest common denominator or suggest that because somebody in the school of 800 might be allergic to peanuts, you might want not to send your child to school with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. If you're silly enough not to do that, or if your school is silly enough, time to go see the school committee, because that is, there is no excuse for that kind of foolishness. You're going to change everybody's life because somebody may be allergic to peanuts, so you keep them away from peanuts.
Yeah.
So, you know, and the child should know not to. We used to swap sandwiches in school.
Right.
Right? You like cheese sandwiches, like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, so you swap them. By the way, I had both yesterday. I had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in the morning. I had a cheese sandwich last night.
You're the sandwich king.
Cheese.
Apparently.
I love sandwiches. I made a cheese.
Was it because we were talking about gourmet grilled cheese sandwich
actually,
yesterday?
Yes, I had a gourmet. I don't know how gourmet it was. I put a little coconut oil into the frying pan. I had two slices of organic bread, a couple of pieces of really good cheese, some tomato from my garden. Let's see. What else did I put?
And bacon.
Not
yeah.
Pretty big.
Mm, sausage.
There's none of that
sausage
growing in my garden, but thanks.
There's
anyway
sausage growing in your house, I bet. Well, not like that.
Excuse me?
Dirty.
All right.
On.
Anyway. So, also, one of the things that is important for moms who are... children are younger and younger now considering tattoos. I don't know what the law is. Don't most tattoos require
you to be 18?
Yes.
Right. Unless you have parental consent.
Okay, so now children are coming to their parents and saying, Mommy, Mommy, I'd like to have a tattoo like Ellen has. Ellen has one of these tattoos. You can get them in the drugstore that you just stick them on. You wet them and stick them on and they wash off.
I love those.
Right,
yeah.
In a couple of days.
Yeah, I let my kids do that. That'd be fun.
You do? All right.
Sure.
So what happens, though, if your child sees somebody who's older that has a tattoo? Or has that been the motivation, Richie, for Sean maybe wanting to have a tattoo?
He doesn't want a tattoo. I mean,
yeah,
he's only seven, so at this point he
seven
doesn't. And I would not let him get one.
No.
Obviously.
Yeah, because at this age, they're going to, like, tattoo Tweety Bird on themselves, and
right,
then they're going to regret it forever.
What?
Take it from me.
I'll tell you.
Where's yours?
When I was at the beach, it's amazing the amount of ink that is all over people nowadays.
Yeah,
and,
it really
and
is.
I wasn't at, I mean, I wasn't down in Ocean City where it's a little bit low rent district. You know, I was up in Bethany where it's,
right,
you know, a little bit upper, you know, rent district.
Yeah.
And I mean, I could not believe,
right,
especially women.
Let's ask Dr. Yeah, a lot of women. Let's ask Dr. Kent about tattoos in just a second. And what,
ladies,
really,
by the way, the tramp stamp is not hot.
No.
Not
it's not
hot
anymore?
It's not,
why
I never
do some women think that tattoos are cool?
See,
I don't
I
know.
I think
that
that's way overdone, the tramp stamp.
What is a tramp stamp?
It's the center of the lower back.
Yeah.
Oh. And that's where it's not a...
Just above your belt line.
Yeah.
They get that.
It's not a particular tattoo. It's just a place where a tattoo goes.
Well, it's kind of particular in that it
usually
kind of goes wide.
Usually it's a
wide
butterfly.
Yeah, it goes wide across your
so
back.
So if you got a nice wide, you know what, it's a nice wide butterfly.
Well, it's like reading material.
Very cute. All right, Jennifer. God. What an imagination you have.
Right,
all right, let's get... let's just page two. Let's get to... Oh, Paul Harvey, he's brought new meaning to page two.
All right. Two?
Dr. Ken will talk about this and other important medical items in just a moment here on Good Day.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 60-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
This is your Daily High with Andy Greenberg, and I wish you the worst of luck. Find out why. The worst of luck is what I wish you and every listener to your Daily High with Andy Greenberg. Why? I don't want anybody to rely on luck, because luck has absolutely nothing to do with a successful life. What really has something to do with a successful life is taking charge. Take charge of the opportunity. Take charge of the moment. Take charge of your life. Take charge of your destiny. Take charge of every activity that you want to do. Plan it out. Execute it, review it, have fun with it, and always say at the end of that activity that you were the one that did it, you were the one that made it happen, you were the one that got all the pieces together, you were the one that accomplished something that you've always wanted to, and you did not rely on luck. Never wish good luck to anybody else. Go in there and say to yourself and them the following words: take charge. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
All right, let's get to our daily dose of important medical information. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, medical expert for the Doug Steffen Good Day program. There are a lot of people talking about tattoos. As a matter of fact, on the weekend program, we had a story about tattoos being linked to rare skin infections. So we advise parents to keep their children from being exposed to this. What actually goes on with a tattoo? What are you doing to your body?
Well, you're taking needles to insert permanent dyes into the skin. And, you know, I know a physician friend of mine who did a study, and I don't know why he didn't ever publish this, but he did a study asking people what kind of frame of mind they were in when they got a tattoo. What do you think the common denominator in terms of frame of mind behavior was for those who got a tattoo prior to getting the tattoo?
Yeah.
Are they drunk?
Exactly.
Yeah. Have to be.
How many people wake up and go,
oh,
man.
Oh, no. They try to wipe it off.
Do your own survey. Ask people who have significant tattoos what kind of state of mind they were in.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next, a portfolio diet beats a low-fat diet at lowering cholesterol. What does that mean, portfolio diet?
You're going to hear a lot about this. This is a type of way to eat, and this is out of the Journal of the American Medical Association this morning, Doug, that a diet that incorporates specific cholesterol-lowering foods like soy, nuts, and plant sterols may work better at lowering cholesterol than that traditional low-fat diet that you hear the doctors and the dietitians talk about. So specifically what you eat, not only generally looking at low fat, has an impact. So you want to get a lot of soy, nuts, and plant sterols into your diet.
Soy, nuts, and plant sterols. All right. Weight gain hits women at one place and men at another place.
Out of the annual meeting of the American Sociological Association in Las Vegas, boy, let's go and have some fun.
Uh-huh.
They discover something that many of us who are married have already discovered. They just confirmed that the weight gain that many of us see when we get married, it occurs in women after the marriage and in men after the divorce.
Really? So I would have thought it would be the other way around. Men would get fat while they were married and sort of...
No way, because they have to look good for their secretaries, and women are like, ha-ha, we finally caught you, suckers.
Okay. Didn't think about it that way.
Yeah.
Dr. Ken here on Good Day.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Good to hear this. Sort of sets the stage for dramatic conversation.
Don't make me destroy you.
Kenny Baker, who was R2-D2, 77 years old today. He first donned the R2-D2 getup in 1976.
They will never get me onto one of those dreadful starships.
All right. What is he, about 5'1 or something? How big is he, Chucker? Not very tall at all, I don't think.
He obviously cannot be tall.
Yeah, got to fit into that outfit. Thank you for that observation, Chuck. That was a big help. Thank you.
Anakin Skywalker, meet Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Uh-huh. That was Liam Neeson.
The Force will be with you.
Bobby Guinness. Very cool.
The Federation's gone too far.
Yeah. Have you seen, by the way, the stand-up routine that Carrie Fisher is doing? She's gained about 900 pounds.
Yeah.
Looks awful.
You are
I think
so
she, I think she lost. I think she lost. I think she lost a lot of weight recently,
yeah,
too, though.
Yeah, yeah, she was doing. Oh, wait a minute. Didn't she? Wasn't
Why
she
are you
the
attacking me? I'm looking at
she
the thing.
She's a spokesperson for something.
Yeah.
And then they fired her.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. What? Why the attack on me?
Because you, it's not very
you said
nice.
900 pounds.
She looks
awful.
Obscene. 800 pounds.
You could be a little kinder about her weight
Better.
Gain.
Okay, what would you like
800's
to say?
800's okay.
800's okay.
Right.
Yeah,
anyway.
I just want, you know, I want to...
I didn't, had not, that was not a value judgment. I didn't say she looked fat. I just said she gained a lot of weight.
And then you
900
said she looks
pounds.
Awful. She's gained like 900 pounds. She looks
But
awful.
I didn't say she looked awful because she was fat. She looked
just
awful because
she,
awful. Her hair, she did the Princess Leia hairdo. For the stand-up routine.
And on a 900-pound face.
Yeah.
Well, you know, considering it's radio, you gave the visual that she looked like Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah, I was about to say, they're going to do a remake and she
no,
looked
no.
like Jabba.
She looked more like Pizza the Hutt from, what was that, Spaceballs. Right?
Spaceballs.
You know, I just wanted to bring up, I don't know if you guys read this, but it crossed the wire yesterday. I don't know if you watched Jimmy Kimmel show. But his Uncle Frank, who's a big
Uncle
part of
Frank.
The show.
Yeah, we
yeah.
mentioned that.
Passed away at the age of 77.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is that it, Chucker? Are you done now?
That's it. I read it and I felt bad. I know, you yeah. know, I watch Kimmel once and, you know, not all
I think
time,
Jimmy Kimmel is the best of those
who
guys.
Who he is.
Yeah, he's the best of the post-Leno.
He's funny.
Yeah, he's
very
a funny guy. and ought to be doing more.
That show, his show is funny, but when he had the Man Show with Adam Carolla,
yeah,
that was some funny stuff, man.
Yeah. But he doesn't, at that time, he's almost wasted. It's like Craig Ferguson is also very good. He's out of that time.
He's got this a good following.
Yeah?
Yeah. Not as big, but a good following.
Yeah, we probably have more people listening to his radio program than watch that show. It's like Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah.
You know, or all these people that are so popular, you always think that Hannity or any of these people that do these cable shows, wow, they're amazing. They had...
Hannity has 10 times the listeners
on the radio
as he
does on television. Yeah. Exactly. And the same was true with O'Reilly. He had 2-3 times the audience on the radio he did on television. He just didn't like doing the radio. He wasn't bad. He got so that he wasn't bad at it, but he didn't like doing it anymore. Bingo, bango, that was it.
It's a lot of work. You don't just walk in and read the script.
No. But the other side of it is that in those circumstances, what are you laughing at?
I said, really? That's what I'm doing.
All right, I think I got distracted here. Never mind. Chucker, Richie, what are we doing? We have to take a minute here, don't we?
No, let's do our contest really quick.
Are we going to do the contest?
Let's try it.
All right. This is number one movie during this week in 1992. Here's the first clip.
Do you know what a straight flush is? It's like unbeatable.
Got it.
Like unbeatable is not unbeatable.
Hey, I know that now.
Yeah.
All right. There's the guy who's taking the Doug Steffen course in grammar. 800-510-8255. Number one before our movie moments. If this clue does it for you, you'll call us and win the prize. Here's number two.
I've got a major problem, okay? My fiancé was kidnapped and taken to Hawaii. I've got to get there now.
Well, I'm trying to make arrangements to get to Milwaukee for my nephew Douglas's wedding on the 21st.
You're not even flying today? Yeah. Hi, operator. Look, I need a listing for a Tommy Corman or a T. Corman in Kauai. Where in Kauai? I have no idea.
All right, we got it. We know what it is.
Hurry up. 800-510-8255. Chucker, some quick movie news.
One story of interest. Doug MGM has hired TV producer turned screenwriter Noah Oppenheim, who worked on the Today Show and Chris Matthews' Hardball, to write the script to the remake of the Matthew Broderick 1983 movie War Games. That movie still very popular.
Great
unusual
game.
Choice to write the script, but we'll see how it goes.
Yeah? An unusual choice. All right, what happened to all the people that are on the phone? This should not be that difficult, but you didn't give them enough time, Richie. I was trying to give you an out.
Sorry.
All right, anyway, the movie is Honeymoon in Vegas with Nicolas Cage. Who else is in that movie, Chuck?
Sarah Jessica Parker and James Caan.
Ah, okay, James Caan. So he got a start in Vegas. Then went over to the Montecito.
That's right.
While he was in town. All right, not bad. There's Richie. He's got to pull out his Elvis. Not bad. Hi, Chucker, tomorrow. Good day.